Hello, everyone. Welcome to Cumtown.
Fuck, you're crinkling. Keep the shit. Keep the fucking mic thing.
We got
straight.
Crinkle Stevens over here.
Mm-hmm. How's it sound?
U.S. Ambassador Crinkle Stevens.
Who's the actual guy?
Chris Stevens. He was killed in Benghazi.
He was a homosexual.
He was a homosexual.
Was meeting with his Libyan lover in secret after...
He was doing cocaine with Obama in the
limo.
Accidentally sucked his dick too hard and killed him. And so they had to...
Obama's caught a couple bodies that way.
Yeah.
It's true.
I suck dick too hard. I sucked the life out of his dick.
Just thinking about Obama with like top hat and monocle guys sucking them off in a limo. It's so funny.
Like, Netflix has some contract with Obama.
Yeah.
The Obamas are going to get shows. Mm-hmm. And then they just have like just some reality show where, you know, another one of these reality shows where it's a contest to see how gay you can be. Like Drag Race or, you know, cooking or whatever.
Cooking's cool and not gay. I mean, being gay is cool,
actually. The only non-gay things to do are lift weights and then listen to the acidic air raid siren.
Lifting weights is so gay.
That's because
you want to become more of a man.
Yeah, a more perfect male.
No, you're trying to add mass to a male's body.
Yeah, there's nothing straighter than being a slob.
That's right, dude.
That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. I'm straighter than my dick, which actually is
seriously,
kinda crooked.
If you go to Chelsea and you see like real fancy like David Barton gym gays, those guys are like incredible.
Yeah.
They're Adonis.
Of course.
Yeah.
They
run 4.440s.
You better hope they don't revolt, dude.
I know. We were fucked.
They live forever.
They do, because they don't have the stress of women nagging them to death.
They take AIDS medicine even though they don't need it.
A lot of them
don't have HIV, but they get the pills anyways.
They do it for lifting.
Prep. Which will make you live until you're like 200 years old.
And it makes you powerful in the gym.
Yeah.
Because your white blood cells are jacked.
The entire tech industry is all homosexuals. And they took over the world from the Catholics, I guess, in 1970. Mm-hmm. Whenever
it's all the same thing.
Whenever they came up with fucking AOL online.
No, they spun off a segment of the Catholic Church.
I want to have a show where I'm a conspiracy theorist that does even no research into that world. It's just like, everything is just a wild-ass speculation based on nothing, not even prior conspiracy theories.
I love that. Yeah. Just stream of consciousness.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Guess what, dude? Zoos? That's some shit the fucking
you wanna hear some
Indians
gay shit?
Did.
Yeah. Animal crackers.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change the box and take the pictures of the animals in cages off the box.
Was that bad?
It made people sad.
It's cruel to animals.
I mean, what's the big deal? You got the lion in the field. Who's really hurt by that?
Who's hurt by what? Who's hurt by the animals in cages? That's the question.
Yeah, there's still animals in cages. It's just the pictures.
The pictures.
Yeah, I guess I don't see the reason to be mad at that.
When's the last time you went
to a
zoo?
I don't see the reason to be mad at the original box.
I know, I don't care either way. I'm not mad at either one.
It's not even a photo.
I just don't
it's
care.
A drawing.
It's a drawing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an incredibly retarded thing to get upset about.
I just
about.
Don't care either way. Whether they're in the cage
and then
or
the game
out
is
with
the
position you're taking it. This isn't like a this is complete because I understand sort of what you're trying to say. Which is like,
no,
well,
I'm not trying
get,
to say anything.
What
I'm
you're trying to
you.
Say is like, well, why would you get mad at them doing that? Which is like I understand that
I
argument if you're talking about, like, you know, misgendering trans people or whatever. Like, yeah, if a trans person asks me to say she, then I'll say she because it's not a battle. Somebody already picked this battle.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody started a campaign to get the fucking animals changed.
I know, but I don't give a fuck.
Well, then
I see
why
what
are
you're
you
saying.
Commenting on
but also the
that's
practice
still a position to have.
The practice
yeah,
of
the
eating
is like you shouldn't be mad about them changing the animals, which
guess,
is the position.
I just
you're
honestly don't care if the animal is in a fucking tundra or whatever. If it's in a
well,
picture,
I don't care
in the plains.
Either. If it was initially that they were in a picture on a field, I wouldn't be like these animals should be in cages.
Right, I know.
That's not the problem that I was having.
I know. I mean, I get it. Why change it? But I also don't give a fuck that they changed it. I guess. I'm the ultimate guy who doesn't care, bitch.
Anyway, guys, back to the business.
Here's something I forgot to do. Aretha Franklin passed away.
Who gives a
and
shit?
I wanted
How about
to
that?
Do, I wanted to
who
do
cares?
Aretha Franklin?
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to do a,
Why would
a
you
stunning
care
tribute.
That's a weird thing for you to be mad
no,
about.
No, it's not.
Someone sent me my friend.
I'm not
now
mad.
Who doesn't care about things?
me still. You clearly care.
You're upset.
You care the most.
You're mad that Aretha Franklin's died and you want them to change all of her albums to make her white.
Yeah. I do want that. If you stepped on my point.
Did you see the Jim Carrey? Oh, you're talking about the Jim Carrey thing?
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah. No, I'm trying to get my own.
Jim Carrey did a painting of her. She was basically white in the painting.
Hell yeah, it was pretty funny. It would be funny if he painted her as the mask.
Somebody stop me. I just wanted to get my tribute out, and it is as follows. S-U-C-K-M-Y dick. Find out how big my dick is. Suck my penis, 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 suck my penis.
S-U-C-K-M-Y-D-S-E-K-E.
Suck my dick.
It's spelled wrong.
Throwing a little E for old English flair.
That was like when we first became friends.
Yeah, yeah.
S-U-C-K-M-Y.
That's how it's written in Chaucer.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that was a fun, that's a foundational bit. Honestly, without that bit, does Cumtown ever happen?
No.
Probably not, dude.
No, absolutely
that's
not.
That was the genesis, folks. Yeah. That's where it all started.
You're crinkling again, you little slut.
Sorry.
It's a beautiful day to suck dick, I'm gay. It's a beautiful day to suck dick, I'm gay. Won't you suck my... Won't you suck my penis?
That one got me pretty good, too.
That's a good one, man. Mm-hmm.
Good morning, boys and girls. Or is it afternoon? I don't know. What time does Mr.
I think it's after school.
Yeah.
He comes in, he's out, he comes from work, takes his shoes off.
I just came from my job at the Being Gay store, where I've been sucking off the policeman, the only other man who lives in this town.
Yeah, two adult men.
I hated that documentary so much.
Dude, why?
Did you see it?
No. I'll see it.
I saw the trailer, and it was incredibly beautiful and emotional.
I just fuck with Mr. Rogers, dude. He seems like a good guy.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like his vibe. What the? He didn't fuck kids. Is that why you're mad at him?
No. No, I just don't trust him.
What do you think he was up to?
Man, people that are on their P's and Q's to that extent, you can't trust them. Real people
Some
fuck
people
up.
Are just nerds, though,
Real
dude.
People fuck up bad, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did
yeah.
have a fucking couple DUIs.
Did he have
DUIs? Yeah,
no, I was going to say, I was literally just about to say, if Mr. Rogers also had like 7 DUIs,
no,
then I'd be
dude.
Like, this guy's great.
Uh-huh. He's human.
Yeah, this is
He's
his
human.
Being.
Yeah.
A real hero, you know?
It just seems like he has secrets that haven't been found out and will never be found
out. I know it's hard to fathom because we're all fucking pieces of shit, but some people are good people. That just don't do Ooh. Bad in the world.
Name one of them.
Not Mr. Rogers.
You can't.
Besides Mr. Rogers, name one.
Fuck, I don't know.
Literally, Oprah's the
no.
Only
Oprah's
fucking
definitely
one.
Bad. Oprah definitely does no. some.
Yeah,
shit.
Dude,
Oprah's good.
She was at court for what was it? The I don't even want to.
Oprah's got something going on.
Oprah's got nothing, dude. I'm telling you, she's a goddamn.
Oprah
angel.
Started Dr. Phil, dude. That's evil. That guy sucks.
Oh, so she's responsible for Cash Me Outside,
but God
girl.
Made man in his image.
Oprah is responsible for Cash Me Outside, which is good. Then.
You're crinkling, bro. Here, God we got to switch mics so that I can listen to it.
All right.
Won't you suck my penis? Okay.
It's a beautiful day to be gay. I'm gay. Because I am gay.
Because I'm a homosexual.
Because
I am very gay.
All right.
So, what's up, dude? Trump's going to fucking Cohen sang like a little bird. We going to talk about that? I don't
Shout
know.
Shout out to Manafort. He didn't snitch. Mm-hmm. He's the real man.
Held it
down.
Story. Dude, Manafort is like...
He's
cool. I just love his style, dude.
I love
is
his
he the
style.
Ostrich?
Kind of the ostrich guy? Suit?
He's, yeah, more, he's like a Shatner, like Robert Goulet mix.
Yeah. He's a 70s guy.
Yes, he's a 70s
guy.
He's a swinger. He's like a lounge. He's a guy who just wants to go see magic shows at 40 years old.
Yeah. That's
like
pretty
that
cool.
Kind of guy. Yeah, we're on Quaaludes. I'm going to take my wife to go see The Amazing John.
Was he the one that like... Did some shit with Crimea or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Or was that someone else?
Yeah, it was.
Or was that?
And Bernie Sanders.
Tyler Perry's Crimea's.
Crimea goes to jail. Yeah. But it's cool that he laundered all that money through expensive clothing.
It's funny that it's like
that
lucky
awesome.
That Tyler Perry's a black man instead of like a white guy that made his career off dressing up like a fat black lady.
Yeah, I wonder if the suit is latex.
Yeah.
Can you get
James
away with it?
James Taylor's Madea goes.
James Gordon.
This is the fire and rain guy. He's like, and another thing I like to do is dress up like a big fat black lady and get myself into hilarious scenarios. So if you came tonight expecting fire and rain, I do apologize. I'll be doing Madea goes to jail.
Madea goes to jail. The plot is
Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Right? Was it there was
Fire and Rain is. I don't know what James Taylor sounds like.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen fire. I've seen fire rain. And I've seen rain.
Is he fat?
No. No, he's bald.
I've seen men bend over and expose the rash. And I've seen my dick get real hard. And I always thought that I'd see you come in my ass.
That's good, man. Thanks, I don't know man. That song, but...
You don't know Fire and Rain?
No, I like those vibes.
Yeah. No, James Taylor's all right.
Nice, dude.
He's fine, yeah.
You know, Elder's really...
It's when the singer-songwriter was king for a while.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It went away.
Yeah.
There was a while where...
How about the dinger-dong-rider?
Hell mm-hmm. yeah.
He's like a guy that tells jokes, but he also just sits on guys' cocks. And
okay.
Rides them up and down.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm a dinger-dong-rider. Oh, a singer-songwriter. No. I'm a comedian, but I also am gay for pay. Dinger-dong-rider.
Why the dinger?
Because, you know, he says dingers.
Zinger. What about Zinger Dong Rider?
Zinger Dong Rider.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm.
All right.
I just had an image in my head of a carousel. What are those called? Merry-go-round, but it's you going up and down on a guy's cock.
It's a carousel.
Is that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, carousel.
Carousel right. Like the horses.
Yeah. Eat my ass.
He's got a mirror. Yeah, he's just looking over his shoulder.
What's the other James Taylor single, the big one?
Going to Carolina. Is that him?
Oh, yeah, Carolina in my mind.
Yeah.
Really?
In my mind, yeah. I'm going to Carolina.
Isn't that just Georgia? Didn't he steal Ray Charles' song?
No, that's Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
What the fuck? He just picked a different state and stole the song.
Well, it's two states.
Who was
actually.
First?
There's a north and a south.
Yeah, but...
So?
He's got, who was first?
He's got Ray there, dude.
Who did it first?
That's two states. I would imagine Ray did.
How about Jim Croce's Madea? That's another white guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Croce.
You know that?
Operator.
Big bad
Leroy Brown. Baddest man in the whole damn town.
Okay.
Meaner than a junkyard dog. You know that song?
Yeah.
It was like his one song, and then he died.
Oh, shit.
No. He had a operator. Why don't you help me place this call?
Oh, really?
See the number on the matchbook is old.
See, I don't think I know this guy.
That song's a really, really good story.
Jim Croce.
That's what songs used to tell stories.
They did, man.
Jim Croce is
oh,
dark.
Hell yeah. This guy looks awesome.
He looks tight. Right. Yeah.
I love that guy, dude. Mm-hmm. That's a mischievous ass man.
That song's about how he's trying to call his ex, and the only... Yeah. She's out in California fucking some guy.
Damn.
And the only contact he has for her is on this matchbook. But it's faded.
He kind of looks like DeVito.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like mean,
he looks
evil
good,
DeVito.
Yeah.
Damn, we got to have DeVito on.
And he's just trying to call her to tell her that he's fine.
Oh, okay.
So he's clearly still
That's
salty.
Hilarious.
Yeah. I just want to give her a call.
Oh, shit,
I know my
airport.
Ex-girlfriend's getting dick down,
what
and
do you mean
I
he
don't
died
care.
At the airport? In the TGI Fridays Express?
In a Cinnabon. Yeah, at a Chili's to go.
Oh, yeah, no, he died at a plane.
Oh, no.
Yeah. During takeoff?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shouts out to a friend
of
the show.
If a plane's going to crash, it usually happens within a minute of takeoff.
What?
Yeah, so anytime the plane takes off, I count out a minute in my head.
Good
I
cross Lord my Almighty.
And I pray for sweet death.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Now I'm going to be anxious as fuck at
Unless
the beginning of
Unless you got
of
old Sully Sullenberger flying the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Do you think you could
river.
Be a pilot? If like,
of course, dude.
You
see that movie with Denzel where he's doing like coke and like.
Yeah, but he's
drinking.
Strengthened
would,
off good
be,
Latino
that would
pussy.
Be me.
That's what I would be doing.
Me,
I'd be,
that would actually be drinking
for like 15 hours between flights.
Yeah.
And just do a couple bumps before my flight.
Yeah, that's
I'm straight. I could do this. I could do this. Actually, when you're in the air, it's mostly automated, right?
Yeah, probably.
You basically only have to take off and
if
land.
Muslims can be pilots. I can.
Of course.
Some filthy Muslim can fly a plane
Some
into a
Some dirty
building.
Arab. Yeah.
You're not allowed to get mad at it. I love those guys. They're like, it's not racist. I found the black guy who did something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to say whatever I want about him.
Google alert for justified black crimes. Operator.
I love how Norm
Please
calls people
me.
Dirty Arabs. No concept of the fact you can't do that anymore.
You know, you just gotta be. It's gotta make sense.
I mean, they are dusty. It's a sandy place.
Sure,
North Africa and the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, dirt. I guess Yes, dirt. That's a type of dirt.
I'm moving to Morocco, dude. I'm going to sit in
You keep
cafe
talking about
dates.
That. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to Morocco?
Never.
It looks really nice. Yeah. I kind of want to go on vacation.
Should
there.
We go to Morocco?
Yeah
dude. Get a
to Marrakesh or Fez. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
What kind of food they got over there?
Dates.
Great food. Tagine. Have you ever had that before? That chicken stew kind of shit? Yeah.
Is it like Indian food almost? Well,
no.
Drink.
It's like...
they don't have alcohol, so the food's got to be balling.
They don't have alcohol?
No.
It's Why?
A Muslim country.
No Muslims.
You could probably drink at like resorts and stuff there.
Yeah, Muslims don't drink. That's why they're pissed off, dude.
God damn it. How the fuck do we have... Why do we have...
Because we've been recording at yours and we brought a cord from yours.
This has been a problem before. Why didn't we buy another one?
This is our first episode back at mine since Stop
That's true.
Injury.
It feels good to be out of my home.
But
I was going to kill myself, dude.
We're slightly unprepared. We're
sorry
about this.
I was going to kill myself, too. I'm glad the summer of death is coming to an end. I can't wait for fall, dude.
Fall is the best in New York.
Winter is the goddamn best.
I hate winter.
I love the way it just fucking...
Fall is the best.
...freezes off the pussies of this city like warts. back to your shitty home in fucking Florida.
When I first moved, my first winter here was horrific. I stayed in my apartment and just watched
I was
Kirby
in Chinatown
Enthusiasm.
In those apartments with no heat. I'd wake up in the middle of the night, I could see my breath. Yeah. I just remember just being like, this rules.
God damn, dude. What do you actually enjoy? I don't understand.
Suffering.
I believe
sirens.
You enjoyed that. Yeah.
Sirens. Silence.
The sound of sirens.
The sound of sirens.
Yeah.
Hello,
sirens, my old friend.
Yeah, dude, it feels good to be out of my apartment. My foot hurts a little bit. I got to go to my doctor and know how much exactly I can get out and about, but I can't stay in that fucking apartment. I'm going to kill myself, dude.
Yeah, yeah, you got to get out, dude. You got to
experience. Can't keep doing mushrooms.
Experience the world.
I the last time I took mushrooms, I just like, it wasn't even fun. I just sat on my porch and thought about how sad I was going to be when my mom died. It was not
a
good trip.
Mushrooms are too emotional for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to do acid, maybe.
I just laugh
about
when I'm on acid.
You know,
Bust rooms. I like that. You just come straight up for like 6 hours.
Yeah. I was laughing about the Chief Bustus of the Supreme Court.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that comes the most.
They have a little cup under their desk
John
after every...
John Roberts. The majority decision is thus.
Disappears into the robe like a turtle.
The robe just is like being knocked out to the sides like two cartoons are fighting in it.
Like a dust cloud.
Is he sucking his own dick in this scenario? Okay, nice.
Under there, like an 1800s photographer. Sucking his own cock.
Hell yeah. Who else? We got Slobberts. We got...
Ruth Masturbator Ginsburg.
Ruth Masturbator Ginsburg. We got Sonia Givehead Mayor. Suck Dicknya. Blow. Fuck.
It's cool we just have a black guy named Clarence on the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. Clarence. What did Clarence Thomas do? He put like his pubes on a Coke can or something?
He raped a woman.
Did he actually rape?
Yeah. No, he didn't.
Did he put his pubes somewhere?
Yeah, yeah. On was
I
that
think
what
it was?
Was
like a Diet Coke can. For
is that his move?
I feel
that's
like,
his,
yeah.
That's his big move.
Would you get the pheromone?
Did Anita Hill get me too'd also?
No, by Anita Hill. She's taking down all the black judges. Yeah.
He's bulletproof.
I mean, the Supreme Court should be Judge Mathis, Judge Joe Brown, the divorce court bitch. Uh-huh.
Judge Alex. Remember Judge Alex?
Yeah, Judge Alex. He was a cop and a lawyer and a judge. He's fucking
Hell
Judge
yeah.
Dredd, dude. I am the law. Judge Alex ruled, though.
Yeah.
He was the most chill of all the judges. Because he was like 27 years old.
Yeah, he was.
How'd he get all those degrees?
He was strong.
He was like the Doogie Howser of being a cop.
Judge Alex,
13-year-old
Judge
cop.
Alex was jacked, dude.
Mm-hmm. Was he?
Yeah.
I don't
He was a good-looking man,
was
too.
Was he on People's Court or was it just called
no,
Judge
it was
Alex?
Called Judge Alex. You fucking idiot.
I used to do a bit about it. There was a show called Texas Justice, which is small claims, but you get the death penalty.
Only if you're retarded.
Yeah.
Damn. Are we due for a new judge show? Should we revitalize the medium?
I mean, that was all network television was for like 10 years.
Have you guys watched daytime TV anytime soon? I haven't.
No, because they changed all the channels. When they went to those digital antennas, there's now all these like upstart channels that are like laugh.io. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck is this?
Bounce.
Just a website name? Yeah. You know?
And it's all like Little House on the Prairie and like 1970s late night talk shows.
Yeah, it's fucking that's fun, though, Dr. Strangelove in Spanish.
Do you remember when we were in L.A.?
Followed by Who's the Boss? Yeah. What is this now?
That sounds good to me.
We watched Richard Pryor on Carson.
Yes.
On one of those channels when we were at Jamil's.
That's right.
And it was so...
Well, just kind of like meandering. Like,
it was strange.
Late night talk shows in the set. Like, it's so funny to be like, he was the king of late night. And it was just like an okay show. Like, it wasn't really like, there weren't that many jokes. It was just like a conversation. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun to watch, but it was like, damn.
Yeah, the things people respect are bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
The first season of SNL.
You could almost bet that if something's good, it's probably bad.
That's true.
And guess where you can place that bet?
Ooh,
BetDSI.com.
On BetDSI.com. Oh, there you go. The number one, the greatest,
mm-hmm.
according to everyone, objectively.
100%. Scientifically, the number one.
Literally, pristine reviews.
No one has ever had a bad experience.
At BetDSI.com.
If there's a guy that did, find him, fuck him up, kill him.
He's probably a liar. Probably rapes children.
He's from a different bet site.
Yeah, exactly.
With a littler penis.
Exactly. So you can't trust that guy, but you can trust us when we say that BetDSI.com has been in business over 20 years, paying out winners. They got an easy-to-use mobile app, you know, which means you can use it on your fucking phone.
That's right,
pull your phone up, play some goddamn bets. You know, you're stuck on the train. Somebody killed themselves on the 6.
That's right.
Couple cars ahead. You got time to kill. You're down in the tunnels.
Bet. Do some bets. Mom gonna miss him?
Let's place bets. What's Howie Mandel up to right now?
That's right.
Is he washing his hands?
Is he washing his hands?
Yeah. Is he doing that thing?
Does America have talent?
No.
Can you say the N-word on America's Got Talent?
You can.
Is that a talent?
Yep.
Yeah.
If you do it in a funny voice with a ventriloquist.
Would that guy win? Bet on it.
Mm-hmm.
Bet on it in a thousand languages.
They offer live in-game wagering, which means you can change your mind. I love changing my mind.
I love it.
I do it every day.
Take a hard stance, you know? I voted for Donald Trump. 2 weeks later, pretend I didn't.
That's right.
Pretend that I wasn't going around drawing swastikas.
When I'm on a date, pretend I didn't.
Of course.
A girl asks me who I voted for.
Right.
A woman says,
are you wearing a condom? And you say yes. And then when she looks down. And
you live in-game wager.
You're wearing a condom, but you've used a razor blade to cut little slices into your dick to bleed into her pussy. She goes, what is that? I'm like, it's called live in-game wager.
Wow, that's real.
Yeah, and I've carved BetDSI into the head of my cock with a little razor blade to just get the blood all the way into the back of her pussy, where she is sure to contract the love virus, a.k.a. HIV. So don't believe the convenient rumors of the medical community.
Yeah, having HIV just means you fucked.
Yeah,
you know,
so true.
Which is cool.
I'm sorry that it means I party.
That's right.
So you're mad at me for partying and having a good time.
It just means you like to party.
Oh, what? I have to leave Boston Market because I'm getting paper cuts over the buffet line.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So, yeah.
Yeah, BetDSI.com, live in-game wagering. We got any picks coming up?
There's really nothing going on so far.
There's,
I guess the WNBA playoffs.
The Premier League is back. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Take Manchester City to win it all this
year. Bet the Lynx. I feel like they're always good. Or the LA
Sparks. Minnesota Lynx.
Yeah.
Those are
my picks.
They got some big bitches this year.
Oh, yeah.
They got some XXL.
What if you thought the WNBA was the NBA for white people? Someone do that joke?
Probably.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
NBA?
If you are for a segregated basketball league, go to BetDSI.com, promo code COME120.
COME125. And you get a free $125. They match your shit 125% bonus on top of your deposit.
Damn.
They changed the promo code because people were winning
too much money. We put too many of you motherfuckers through college with our fucking promo code.
By fucking your mom and
by fucking
money.
That's right, dude. Hush money.
Yeah.
I
used to love that insult. Yeah, I'm putting you through college 50 cents at a time.
That was a good one, though.
Yeah. And it's like, man, mom, I do not need to go to college.
Yeah.
Especially if these are my genes. You know? I'm not going to accomplish anything.
Yeah.
Mom, stop fucking people for 50 cents.
For God's sakes.
You have a master's degree.
Charge $10 minimum.
You're a chemical engineer,
you have an
Mom.
MBA.
Yeah.
Who is the Jack Robinson of basketball?
Ass, huh?
The Jackie, like the first,
the first black guy.
I
don't know.
That must have been mind blowing. Yeah. Like all those like short like white guys, mm-hmm. and then just
I don't
the
remember
first
who it was.
One just completely wrecking yeah. everyone. That's just, that had to have been so disappointing.
But that just goes to show you how quickly they let black people. Like it's not like Jackie Robinson where it took a while. It was like the moment a black guy played, they're like, "Oh yeah, we gotta have these guys."
Yeah,
right
yeah.
here. Like this is crazy. That
they're
we have
way
them.
Better. Yeah,
yeah. So we don't even know the guy's name. By the time he like at halftime, they had signed three other black players after the first black player played in the NBA.
That is funny how much better black people are at basketball.
Yeah,
there's so much better.
Like statistically, there's no argument about. It.
Right, because it's got to be a measure of something.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very, it's like a specific kind of like spatial intel, like just athletic and like spatial
it
intelligence.
Tall,
like
yeah,
LeBron's a fucking genius. Like he just under like the best basketball players should just have a special kind of like intelligence.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's so funny. It's just like that's the kind of thing racists just have quit on. You'll never hear
no,
a racist.
No, I think a lot of race realists like accept that and then they use it to like fuel other arguments. Or like clearly black people are like better at sports because they have like a different set
right.
of they like have... advantages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
or they were
they're
selectively
prone to criminality
bred.
And yeah, also yeah. they're dumber than us. So we need to be putting them in cages to play sports for our entertainment.
Yeah, that's probably that is probably their stance.
I mean, of course it is. Like that's obviously the argument that you would fucking make.
Yeah. You pivot to it quick.
Yeah.
but anyway.
About them Chinese getting mad at affirmative action.
Uh-huh.
Did they? In what sense?
Well, it's because, Chinese would naturally take over all the schools.
Yeah.
Because.
Oh, they sued the colleges?
They got what they call a celestial brain.
Yeah.
Better at numbers because it's dealing with the gravity of the planets and. Aligned with the stars,
mm-hmm.
numbers just come down into their head by divine right. It's a mandate from heaven that they should solve these math problems.
I thought I read something somewhere where it's like they do teach Chinese people a different method of mathematics
early on. It could be. I mean, I have no fucking idea.
Like a different kind of way
but
to multiply.
Considering like the construction of their language might lend itself
like
to
that.
Mathematical thinking.
Yeah,
like, but I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I think
the reason,
work hard.
Yeah, they just work harder because it a Chinese parent will beat the fuck out of you if you don't do your homework
or right. learn Suzuki piano.
I mean, they're not even allowed to wear shoes in the fucking house.
I know,
you know.
Which
so
I was thinking about.
Sense.
We should probably take our shoes off when we go into our house.
Nah, dude, now you go mud room.
No
mud room.
Mm-hmm. You want a mud room?
That's like a Midwest thing, right?
Yeah, you have a room with. No, I was looking at homes upstate. Thinking about buying a bunch of acreage upstate.
Nice. That'd be cool.
All those houses have mud rooms because they got trails.
That's pretty tight.
So you got a little room where you take your fucking...
Okay. I'm willing to accept a mud room.
Yeah, yeah.
I just feel like shoes are dirty as fuck. They're out on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a place for love making. Beautiful yeah. love making.
How about glove making? You know, you get mm-hmm. really into being a glove manufacturer. Listening to Cumtown, podcast...
it's evolved from fucking to just taking regular things and making them into fucking.
Just say another word. Yeah. A 1-2 punch puts Trump back on his heels. How about a 1-2 punch puts Trump back on his deals?
Mm.
It's about the book Art of Deals.
No.
We'll be back after these messages. just come down next year as 400 live reads.
That'd be kind of fun.
Just as I read one headline, I'm like, ooh. Pleading guilty, Cohen implicates president. How about bleeding
mm-hmm.
Wilty?
His
go
dick
off.
Wilts.
Go off King?
Go off King.
Cohen. Instead of Michael Cohen, it's Michael Cohen Brothers.
Mm.
Uh-huh. And the big
Inside Lewin's asshole. There we go.
Inside.
Did they do Inside Lewin, David?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Inside Lewin's asshole. I'm gonna
Inside
go
Out Lewin Davis, and it's about feelings. We'll be back after this. We'll be back after these messages.
That's good. We should do that every 5 minutes.
Do you need CBD oil to make your dick bigger?
That sounds awesome. Yes, I do. Yeah.
The CBD oil, it's a crock, right?
I feel a little chilled out when I take it.
But that's like placebo.
Yeah, it's placebo, dude. Because CBD oil does not work if you've been smoking weed your entire life. They don't tell you that like...
Mm.
Because weed already has a shit ton of CBD oil in it.
Interesting.
So if you're like, you've never smoked before, maybe it'll have some effect. But if...
You maybe, know. Really? Well, I've never taken to drugs me, it's, in my life. Yeah,
I was taking it when anything. I was like getting wound up a couple weeks ago, and like I wasn't able to control it. I was like smoking a lot of CBD oil, and it did nothing.
Really?
It did absolutely fucking nothing.
I swear to God, I feel a little buzzed, but maybe it's just all psychosomatic.
Yeah.
Maybe I should give it to my mom then. She's never had weed. My mom came out to the show in Baltimore, by the way.
Shout out
to
Lil Venetia.
She loved it. Yeah.
She loved it.
I even did a joke about doing cocaine. And then I was like, Mom, I swear I'm not doing it anymore. Which I'm not.
She was laughing?
Yeah, she was having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Did she understand all of it?
Yeah, my mom speaks good English, man.
I wish my parents didn't speak English. Then I could truly be free.
My dad doesn't speak English, but I don't really speak to him anymore. So he can suck my fucking dick. But yeah, we had a beautiful time out in B-more.
Uh-huh.
My little brother sold some paintings. Shouts out to everyone that came out to B-more.
We never
Philly,
told the story of the waitress. At the
oh,
diner.
Yeah. That fucking ruled.
Yeah. I bet you couldn't tell. I got my hair done because I'm a grandma now.
Yeah. She was like owning me, too.
Yeah, she really was.
She was like, you can just ask to sit down.
Yeah. So we went to a diner after the Auto Bar show, which was a fucking
in
blast.
In Greektown. Classic.
In Greektown. The classic, the diner of my youth. The Boulevard Diner over on Eastern Avenue. We had just the most Dundalk trash ass. Like, just lived up to the hype waitress.
She got cornrows to celebrate the birth of her granddaughter.
She's like 41 years old, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She eats cigarette butts.
Yeah. Right.
And she was like, yeah, you know, my coworker, she's a Mexican woman. You know, she's from Honduras. Mm-hmm. And she was just like
God,
that is
damn.
Two different
my
countries.
My coworker, she's a Mexican woman. You know, she's from Honduras. She took one look at it, and she said that a black girl do that. And I was like, come on, don't come at me with this race stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She could tell how I was playing in the room. Yeah. Like, we were all like, she could tell our face were
if
like.
If we, like, laughed immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She would have been. Yeah.
The woman I work with, she's Mexican. She was expecting us to be like, damn!
You got Mexicans.
Arriba! Mexicans.
I was also wearing that t-shirt with my face on it, and it said RIP, and I went over to the Wawa next door, and there was a man named Stavros working there, and he's just this gay Baltimore guy working the night shift at Wawa.
Yeah.
And he's like, is that a relative of yours that died? Yeah.
It does look like your brother died. I'm shocked that there was another Stavros there, though, man.
Yeah,
there was a gay Baltimore guy at the I stayed at a hotel downtown. I can't remember which one it was.
Uh-huh.
Hyatt or something.
In Baltimore.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Inner Harbor, probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the guy is clearly just has never had another gay friend. He's like not connected.
He's not in the community.
Not connected to the gay community in any way.
So he's like, just a gay guy.
He's
like,
just a
gay guy.
A gay free agent. Yeah, looking loose
he's
dick
like
to
wearing
suck.
This suit that doesn't fit at all.
Ugh.
And I mean, and he looks like he manages like a National Tire and Battery.
Hell yeah.
You know, just
I
this
love
shitty
that.
Fucking Hank Hill haircut.
Yeah,
and goatee.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, well, we're all out of the king size bedrooms, but we do have a double queen.
You know, yeah.
You know, just typing with his pinkies up.
It is funny to just see the, like, yeah, the gay guys that have no connection.
Yes, they don't know how to be gay.
Yeah.
They don't know, like, the right way to.
Yeah, they got one part down real good, probably. Yeah. You know, they can figure that part
Living
out.
Well, maybe he doesn't even know he's gay.
Yeah. I have a friend who I grew up with who, like, just lives with his, like, old elderly-ass grandparents and, like, sneaks men in and gets fucked in the ass. Like, like
it's probably the same guy.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And his grandmother confronted his brother about it, and he was like, I know what he is. Which, by the way, just another slice of Greektown. When I bought the house, when I signed the papers, my neighbor just, like, popped in. And he bumped in to warn me that my other neighbor was gay.
Okay, oh,
just like wanting to let me know.
Oh, that's why, like, the property value is so agreeable.
And he's like, good guy though, but you know,
just so you know,
just watch your back.
Next door, you have one.
Yeah. Damn, I love being a damn homeowner. I bought a big ass fucking fluffy ass couch. That was a comfy couch, wasn't it?
Yeah, sort of. It kept separating underneath my ass.
Yeah, we have to. There was a latch that we didn't do. We figured that out after you left.
I hate that when a sectional separates.
Yeah.
I used to fuck on one and it would always separate.
Ugh.
You know?
What'd you do about it?
You just have to move.
You got to nail that together or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, we got the little latch going. I don't plan to fuck on that couch. I plan to fuck in my bed, but it's very comfy. And I bought a 70-inch television.
It's going to be funny when you can't fuck anymore from destroying your body.
I will always be able to fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I will find a way. Even if I'm doing weird shit, I'm just finger bombing like in Patrice's last special, he talks about how he puts his chin in his girl's pussy and like eats her out while she like plays with his nipples, and it's like, hey man, if that's where I'm at 40, that's fine, but I'm gonna be fucking, believe me.
Yeah.
So, ladies, I'll always find a way to pleasure you romantically.
Yeah.
If you're so inclined as to come,
I'm gonna
play
get
with
into
my little nuts
to heroin and then just
no,
you
don't
lure
do that.
Women in and then.
Yeah, that's the plan.
I know
dude.
You're planning on fucking, but have you ever tried heroin? Just get them addicted to heroin instead.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then they'll be great girlfriends.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they'll be subservient. Mm-hmm.
They'll just no, you know.
Yeah, I love getting people addicted to drugs, making them not talk to their family.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good,
that's the that's ultimate a, control.
That's a good way to be in relationships with people. Weinstein accuser denies having sex with man accusing her of assault.
Damn. It's all a web of lies.
Asia Argento denies.
Yeah, yeah. She completely denied it. And she said that it was Anthony Bourdain, the late Anthony Bourdain's idea to pay him off. So not only did she say
Tony's
that she
in
didn't
heaven
do it,
eating dumplings right now, and this motherfucker.
She threw a dead guy under the bus.
Well, God, Anthony Bourdain was Jewish, right?
No, he wasn't Jewish.
You sure?
Bourdain?
Think so.
I mean, I'm pretty. They probably sent him to hell just in case.
Yeah. He definitely had enough Jewish friends.
Yeah, he's definitely in. Yeah,
damn,
in
dude.
Some sort of. Some
damn.
Sort
what
of
do you think heaven's
Gen
like?
X hell or something.
What do you think heaven's like, dude?
There's
think
no
there's
such
good
thing,
pussy.
Dude.
Yeah. It'd be great if she's no, lying about having sex with a kid.
About not having sex with him?
Yeah.
No, she's Asia Argento?
Yeah, if she did have sex with him, because there's pictures.
There's a picture of them in bed after, not of her like
what?
Sucking his dick.
They're in bed?
There's a picture of them allegedly in the hotel room afterwards.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like taking a selfie.
What
after,
the fuck?
Like, I think they were shirtless in bed.
Yeah,
something.
I mean, the Times isn't going to publish that shit without verifying it.
Can you see her titties in that picture?
I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
The failing New York Times, I don't know.
Go off, King. Do some fucking criticism. Do some media
I read
criticism.
The fucking worst op-ed in the Times last night before I went to bed. That was that guy Frank Bruni.
I don't know.
And it was like Melania Trump has the opportunity to be
the greatest
first lady
I
of all time.
I immediately checked
what?
Out on that one.
I read
what
the whole
the
thing,
fuck?
And it was the last paragraph was
it's
insane.
Like, yeah, it's because like she's like. A cold bitch.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, who gives a shit?
Melania's clearly been owning Trump with side-eyeing Trump.
It's just more
Trump.
This like fucking liberal fantasy nonsense where... Yeah.
Well, Melania's a good person.
Well, you know, they did the same thing
she's
with
a bad
like,
person.
You know Michelle's just sucking Obama's cock right now.
Like, oh, yeah. They have this beautiful love.
Right, yeah. They just love the idea of like the drama and sexual tension between like the first lady and the president or whatever.
Yeah, I still
because
think...
these people don't fuck in their personal lives.
Right.
That
right.
Hall of Fame tweet,
you know Eleanor Roosevelt was just giving the pussy up
you
to
know
FDR.
Obama, like Michelle's rolling off... Barack with cum dripping out of her opened pussy, and she whispers in her ear, "My turn."
Oh yeah,
my
the
turn.
My turn thing. Yeah. That was
that's a Hall of Fame tweet.
Brutal.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That was one of the worst.
God,
I want to throw up. Just imagine,
just fetishizing
the
president fucking his wife.
The president and his wife fucking, but the act of it happening inside the skull of some fucking limp-wristed shithead.
Baby boom loser. Yeah.
Some woman that's never come, hasn't come at all.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That Care Bears woman.
You know that. Just getting
Barack was giving
dick
her
and
that,
missionary for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Barack was giving her that BBC. And he was like, this is our resistance, Michelle. This is us resisting Trump.
I will say, I would watch them have sex. They're a good-looking couple for their age.
You'd watch anybody have sex.
That's not true. I wouldn't watch
your Greek heritage.
That is true.
I like Melania because I think she's a bad person.
I don't want to watch Melania and Trump.
And I think she's
actually,
hot.
I
think she's like she looks good and she's a bad person. She's about that money. She came over from Eastern Europe. She married some fat loser.
Yep.
He accidentally became the president. Good for her. Get paid, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be anything more than that? That the president's wife is a whore.
Secure
I mean, it
the
doesn't
bag.
Matter. Yeah. Who cares?
I don't care. Yeah.
There's so much other shit going on. For people to fixate on that is pathetic.
Finally a first lady with some class.
Yeah, but the last paragraph of that Melania Trump thing was like, Melania, go and visit LeBron James's school. Go have mimosas with Angela Merkel.
Ugh.
Go have a pajama party with Hillary Clinton.
What the fuck?
It's like, why is this being printed?
This is fantastic.
This is a fever dream. From a demented person in an insane asylum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Psycho, even.
A twisted psycho.
Melania.
Joker, if you will.
Go suck off a podcast.
Also, this Vice article.
A fat one.
Just lesbians with pussy blood all
over
their face.
I saw that. Yeah. That was brutal.
This is actually a statement about, it's like, no. It's
having
not.
Sex on your period?
It's fucking literally
it's weird.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, people
this
are...
This is brave?
People are disgusted by women's bodies or whatever, and it's like, they aren't, but
no.
They should be if it's being, you know, a woman with period blood clown makeup being published in the fucking newspaper.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But having said that, we will still fuck if you're on your period.
You know what those
don't
women need
twisted.
To do? They need to put some underwear on.
Exactly.
What know, kind?
Sop underwear? Up that pussy blood with Sop the up. Finest... Antimicrobial
premium
design.
Simple shopping and simple fabrics at MacWeldon.com, baby. The number one website for pussy blood
for
and
pussy
lesbian.
Blood sponge up
for men's underwear and lesbian.
Look, dude, the man's underwear has got to hold your cock while it's sweating all over yourself.
So true.
When you're watching the new Red Dead Redemption trailer, you get that cock sweat.
Absolutely, dude.
And
my fucking
you just
dick.
Can't wait to tie up those bitches and. Fucking throw them on
throw
the train
on the tracks,
tracks in
4K. Baby. Scalp some fucking, scalp some Indian
so now
tribes.
This is a read for Red Dead Redemption. MacWeldon.com, smart design, premium fabric, simple shopping. Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Check them out. Easy to buy stuff online. I've done it myself. It's super easy, folks. I got a gift card for my cousin for his birthday. Didn't have to talk to him for 6 months.
Perfect.
After that.
Mm-hmm.
Just did it. Bing, bang, boom.
Mm hmm.
Got it done at MacWeldon.com.
Mm-hmm.
They got the great crew necks, fucking all kinds of shit.
All kinds of shit, you fucking idiots.
You know, if you're like one of the, like a rich white guy or one of those cool black guys, you can wear their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe a Chinese.
Probably. Yeah, I would say definitely a Chinese.
I'd say as long as you're not Indian, you can wear my
Come on.
Come on.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Most Indians
lose,
can.
We're going to lose our sponsors.
Yeah, MacWeldon, they do allow Indians to use their website. MacWeldon,
you don't know
featuring,
what...
now featuring an Indians Allowed website.
And if you're thinking Native American, think the opposite. If you're thinking South Asian, think the opposite. So you're the racist.
They've got a big banner on their website now that says, now dot and feather. MacWeldon.feather.com.
That's right. And listen, you get, one of the fucking pairs is too drenched in pussy blood and you don't really like it.
Yeah.
It's got silver ions.
The silver line.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? You can keep it, and they'll be fucking fun
you're
to you.
You're messing up the read here, dude.
Nah,
we were kind of on point. I was saying stuff that they like about Indian people.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They wanted
dude.
Him to say that. That was
I'm copy. Reading the copy. A lot of
you're right.
Think,
you're right.
You know I don't have the ability
you're
to
think
on my feet.
You're not freestyling this. Yeah, no. Nick is so calculated.
No part of this show is improv.
Yeah, no, actually
I spend hours at home crafting
practicing
every,
your rants.
Every practicing my rants in the mirror, you know, completely nude.
Yep. We rehearsed 3 hours before every podcast.
I put my back to the mirror and I tuck my head between my knees and I stare directly into my asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And I say things like, what if instead of Jim Croce it's Jim and then I just
Ho Chi Minh.
Yeah, Jim Ho Chi Minh.
He's Vietnamese.
And then I just spray shit all over my own face. And you know what? It wouldn't work if I was wearing MacWeldon underwear and they're silver lined.
That's right.
Antimicrobial underwear and shirts that suck all your stink off of you so you don't have to wash them, I guess.
You never have to shower.
Never have to wash the clothes. And if you don't like them, you can call them up and complain and they'll... refund you, you know, they'll give you your fucking money back and you can keep the underwear. They probably don't want them back because you've
so much shit
you've
in
cummed
it.
In them. That makes sense that they wouldn't want the underwear back.
Yeah,
it seems like they're just being nice guys, but honestly, if you were
who wants,
MacWeldon, you're like, great, thanks for
no, there's a certain type of guy that wants that job. There's a certain type of person that there's kind of a waiting
and we're
list.
Pleased to announce Adam's new job.
The men's return,
the men's underwear sniffer.
Go to
MacWeldon.com and use promo code CUMTOWN, capital CUMTOWN, no space, all one word, to receive some kind of discount. Either 20 or 25%. I can't remember for sure.
In that range.
But it's pretty significant because mm-hmm. those underwear are hella expensive.
Yep.
Let me tell you, folks.
No, no, no. Stop. Stop. Read over, everyone. Please go to MacWeldon.com.
MacWeldon.com. Some of the most expensive
underwear. No, no, no. Shut up.
No, they're reasonably priced.
They're the underwear of Kings and Shaws.
If you're,
that's
like
right.
me and you're used to just buying underwear at Dollar General.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I used to get all my clothes at Dollar General. I had a Beautiful. Year where it was just like, mm-hmm. yeah, why don't you just shop at Dollar General?
I love that. Get pajama pants.
You get fucking 35 shirts
on them.
Dollar signs, yeah. Stewie with the middle finger.
I used to get, when I first moved, I would get my underwear at the fucking, there's like a discount store in Queens where all the like fucked up clothing they just
Fabco.
Sell. It. No, it's called
Phallus
Co. Yep. I don't remember what the fuck it was. D3 or some shit.
Oh, yeah. D3, yeah.
Yeah.
Or and D2. D squared.
D squared, maybe? I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, and the underwear was just the ball, like the cock section was so long. It was just like,
yeah, they have
it was
that
just
in
like
Greenpoint
the inseam
too.
Was yeah, so yeah. fucking low. It looked like just fucking baggy ass fucking, I don't know. It just looked like you were wearing a big ass diaper, basically.
Great deals.
Great deals. There. Plenty of nut room.
Hilarious.
But not as good as Mack Weldon. do you guys, I can't believe it took us so long to bring it up, but of course we got to talk about the VMAs. I know we
the
all
vagina
watch
monologue?
Them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, clearly.
What do you think VMA stands for? Vagina monologues?
When did
what is the vagina monologue?
I was just going to say that.
Just a couple of bitches on stage.
Just a couple
uh-huh.
of
like.
Couple
damn,
of who was yapping.
Fucked up.
My shit is all retorted down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I got my fucking cunt wrecked.
I already did the. I don't know if I stole it from somebody, but the Leno vagina monologues.
Oh.
Have you thought about that? The clit? Have you heard about that? Yeah, what is the thing? Like a little button.
When did that start? Was it just like women talking about
I think
about
it was like
pussies?
A 90s thing.
That seems
Maybe
pretty
I'm
90s.
Wrong.
That seems like a 90s thing.
Yeah.
You know?
When I first started
right
stand-up,
before Sex
I
in the
thought
City?
I did a joke about an all men's vagina monologues, but I think that joke has been maybe done 50,000 times.
Maybe, I don't
and
know.
And I think it has been done also, like a gay men's
hell yeah
vagina monologue
like
at
actually
Bard
done?
College or something.
That rocks.
Yeah, yeah, I'm sure it's happened.
Damn, I guess there's some men that never see pussies in their lives.
No, those guys all like just like close. Well, maybe they don't see it because their eyes are closed so hard. When
but there
17.
Are people that have never seen a puss. Like you
sure.
know what I mean?
There are straight men that have never seen.
Yeah, that's true.
That's even worse.
That is worse. You know what we're talking about? Do you think there are gay guys that like sniff underwear? That seems horrible.
I mean,
a man's underwear.
Probably straight guys that do that too.
But they sniff women's underwear because they want to smell
I told you guys,
pussies.
There was that Dan Savage call-in that I heard one time where the guy was like, Dan, I was just wondering, every time I go down on my boyfriend and I smell his asshole, I get a little bit high from the shit smell. And I just want to know, is that like a thing? Do guys do that to get high?
My like, man just loves ass that much.
Dan Savage is like, no.
Yeah, no, that's what he was like, no, not at all. He's like, that's disgusting. That's fucking gross.
Then my man just has a shit fetish, probably.
Yeah. You want to talk about a friend of the show, the 95-year-old Nazi that just got deported
to
Queens.
Yeah.
That
so,
shit was so funny, dude.
Dude, where am I going to have schnitzel
like,
on
oh, you
Sundays
thought ice
now?
Ice was bad?
Yeah.
Is it, that's like, that's like one of those like when like the cops will like murder like 15 black kids, and then there's like a video out of, like, you know, Hattiesburg. Look at this sergeant doing a nay-nay.
The nay-nay, yeah, yeah.
With an infant black.
Yeah, yeah.
And we found a black at, a black seed, and one of our officers did a gang sign at it to prove that officers are not racist.
Or even his service weapon went off 3 times during the nay-nay, but it had nothing to do
or
with
even,
the kids.
Or even when, like, a white guy gets killed at a traffic stop, and
they're like,
see?
Like, guess what?
Yeah. We do not it to
black,
everybody.
Yeah. Not black.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was so funny. Nick and I were watching the video of, like, the local news video of them, like, wheeling out that corpse of that Nazi. Yeah. He was, like, just clearly, like, 5 minutes away from
yeah.
dying. It was, like,
yeah.
this big victory they took
right,
Nazi
right, right.
But some guy in the local news, like, you just hear about the in the background being like,
Sir, are you a Nazi?
Yeah, it's just like this.
He's like, fuck the Jews.
No, no.
I mean, if you're going to do it, go out.
He couldn't speak or couldn't like communicate or anything.
But if I was him, I'd be throwing up middle fingers. I'd be saying Highland. You're getting deported anyway. Dude. Who cares? Go out like a fucking G if that's what you believe.
No, that guy clearly had no control of his bot. I mean, he was a vegetable.
Yeah.
They're literally just like... Yeah. Sending
it'd be great if they were really mad. He was like, hell yes, I did it, and I'd do it again. I love the Holocaust. I love doing the Holocaust. You ain't going to make me apologize. Queens, baby.
You ain't my real dad.
Yeah. Look, ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. So you ain't scared to look. Holocaust, baby. That's how Queens do it. Queens get live, baby.
Queensbridge in the motherfucking house.
QBO.
He's just rapping the infamous.
This is black guys have to be like, man, he's right. He right.
You yeah, know? You know he's represented on neighborhood.
He may have done the Holocaust, but he made Queens look good. That's old. That's how Queens used to be, harboring Nazis and shit. That's the last sign that Queens has been gentrified is that they're getting rid of the Nazi war criminals.
Damn, I used to remember when the neighborhood was a safe
juice,
haven.
That juice shop used to be a guy that poured boiling water on twins' brains in DeKalb. Now it's a motherfucking Robex.
Damn, these hipsters are changing our neighborhood.
God damn it. It is hilarious that he ended up in Queens. It's pretty fucking... Yeah. Know, it's like a pretty diverse neighborhood, you know?
Queens is super diverse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got Nazis. You got
Nazis.
A lot of Arabs.
Pakistani. Yeah.
A lot of hookahs. Dominican and Arab style hookahs.
Dominicans love hookah.
Oh, yeah.
Hookah.
Everyone that's beige colored, I feel like, loves hookahs.
Mm-hmm.
No matter where you're from, you know? Drake probably loves hookah.
Drake still loves hookah.
Yeah.
He still takes hookah selfies, yeah, that's which is so embarrassing.
Being beige, dude. That's what it is.
I guess so.
Drake's got... who do you think's got the best... If you could be one guy, Drake's got a pretty good life. Even after that gigantic L he took...
Like, it's like it's literally 30 seconds later, people were like, oh, yo, let's do the Kiki challenge.
Yeah.
No one gave a fuck about that.
I know.
Also, like, what was the big deal of that? That he had a kid?
I mean, it's pretty funny.
Okay, fine.
He was lying about having a kid.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
It's not like...
And now the kid's gone. Like, we haven't heard about him at all. Drake had a secret child.
He wasn't lying. He never said, I don't have a kid. He just didn't say, I have a kid.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever, man. He got to fuck Rihanna. Even though he fucked it up. That's a pretty cool, the one that got away. There's no cooler the one that got away than Rihanna.
I know. LeBron fucked Rihanna.
Yeah, Rihanna loves LeBron. Actually, you know what? LeBron's the best guy, probably. He's the coolest guy to be.
I don't understand how people have that got away situations.
Mm.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, the people can get that in their head.
What, that happens?
Oh, yeah, it's a narcissistic, like, impulse to be like, oh, yeah, I could have had
no,
that
how
person.
You can't frame a thing where it's like, oh, it didn't work out, obviously, for some reason. Like,
uh-huh.
It's not oh, if I had just done this differently.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, I'm definitely a regretting-ass motherfucker. No, I always think
well,
about
your
what
dad,
I could have done.
Well, your dad was saying that girl in 1981 or
oh,
something.
Yeah, that
like, he cop domed twice for her. Yeah, I've been thinking about her a lot.
Yeah. Dude, my dad was like, he had to go to therapy because I feel bad. because he couldn't stop thinking about some woman from 30 years ago.
Damn. Well, that's what it is, dude. Yeah. You just, you know.
I think that's the whole thing. It's also a marker of like a certain stage in your life where you're like thinking about your life in those terms.
Yeah. Well, he said he's like, I was just having a midlife crisis. And it's like, you're 70 years old.
Yeah. You're having a right at the end of your life crisis.
No, I'm going to make it 140, dude. I'm going to make it to 140.
Yeah. I don't know. I think about you. I mean, I feel like I always regret everything. I've never...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only reason I don't have a one that got away is because I feel like I...
all of them got away?
Well, yeah, I just fucked up every relationship.
Well, because they were too fast.
Yeah.
No,
I had all
the
traps
foot,
I had set
fat.
Up.
There's a lot of...
Yeah. So I was like,
so I was too fat.
Too fat.
Yeah.
I can't get over that. It's disgusting.
Can't believe how...
No, they've all been dime pieces. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'm the fat one in the relationship.
No, I have like the opposite thing where it's like everyone I've dated, as soon as I get like a year away, I mean, most of the time it's like just like a month or so. But
yeah.
You get like a year out, it's like, what the fuck?
Oh,
why did
of course.
I fucking date
that
them?
Happens to me too. Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. I feel like I'm finally mature enough to be like legitimate friends with exes.
There was one. The first one, I would like, we would call each other after every breakup. But then after a while, I was like, you know, within 5 minutes of talking to each other on the phone, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want to.
I'm still
date
friends
this person.
With like almost yeah. everyone I've dated. We're like still on
I
good
can't
terms.
Do that, yeah.
But yeah, it's like, I mean, never would I like.
Smash right. again.
Yeah, wanna, I mean, maybe smash, but not like...
Yeah.
Never date.
Date again, mm. yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, once you go through the breakup, like, all... like you, that's really the most vulnerable part of a relationship, is mm-hmm. like, that's when people really see... because that's you at your worst.
Right, right, right. For
you
sure.
Know, if somebody, like, breaks up with you...
Oh, I hate
like,
that. I hate that someone has seen
yeah,
me
like,
just
yeah, well,
being
you
a
know
little
what
ass
said,
bitch.
Crying.
Yeah, 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 crying yeah. in my car.
Here's all the times I cheated on you, and yeah. you didn't fucking know about it. Yeah. How about that?
Take that,
yeah,
bitch.
Right, yeah. And they get, and if they get over that, and they're like, yeah, you know, people have flaws or whatever, it's kind of like, mm-hmm. It's almost a better relationship yeah. to be, like, broken up with somebody than to even be with them.
Yeah. I'm really scared that there are just some psycho emails I've sent out there.
Dude, yeah. there is nothing
there
more
is pathetic,
pathetic than
emails.
That, like...
And they're not going away. I mean, they're
there
always...
There is nothing more pathetic than that email after they've stopped
She'll
answering your text.
She'll always have that.
She'll
always have that fucking dirt.
Just,
just
just wanted you to know a couple things, and I'll leave you alone.
Here's a 14-point breakdown. I've known better than to do that.
Why you're a bitch.
I've done it where I like type them up in Microsoft Word, and it's like, wait 30 minutes, read it back to yourself, realize how fucking
psycho.
Stupid
yeah.
this looks, and then delete it.
When I got fired yes. from that job that I got at Vox, I was just drafting like psychotic like manifestos,
mm-hmm.
and then like reading them, and then like, all right, I think the first paragraph needs to be sent to the... you know, switch with the fourth paragraph.
Oh yeah, I would edit them and everything. Yeah,
just psycho shit.
I sent about half of them. Half of them I knew
a lot
better,
of them. Yeah, are probably in drafts.
I sent a couple doozies.
Oh god, I want to kill myself.
Yeah, they're horrible.
So embarrassing.
They're so bad.
What is it? What's like? We should read one of them. On
no,
the
absolutely no, no, not. No. Those die with me.
Give it a gist. Give
I mean,
it's
I mean,
just
the
like,
thesis is always like, this is why I'm the greatest guy you will ever date, and
oh,
you
really?
Are a fucking psycho bitch. Oh,
no, yeah. mine yeah, was yeah. always like, mine was always like that. But then at the end, like, but also maybe if like you want to get back
oh,
together,
oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
like,
it would be like, psycho, and then
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end,
yeah.
it's like, I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's give us a shot again.
I can't stop remembering the good times. I'll always have them.
God damn.
It's just a fucking mediocre relationship.
I know, it wasn't
you
good.
Just like
yeah.
smoked too much weed, like I didn't know. Really do much.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're just sad as shit. I mean, the I remember the breakup. It's tough when a breakup aligns with a horrible time in your life.
Sure,
you know what
sure,
I mean? Like
sure,
when I first
yeah.
moved to New York, going through a breakup was just like,
yeah, I mean, I did
double
the same
depression.
Thing. Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
you just go crazy.
No, the best was when we met, we were both gotten just fucking dumped like
dumped.
Some shit.
Yes.
And it was like, you know, wings and drinking.
Yes,
and
that's right.
Comedy,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Nick drunk driving me to eat 40 wings at 2 a.m.
Dude, I remember it.
Googling who serves food and beer at 2 a.m.
That was, yeah. That's like the key foundation to a friendship. It's yeah. just. Having
a horrible moment, yeah, a horrible
I remember,
era in your lives that you shared.
You hit me up. I was like going through a breakup when I moved here, and you hit me up. And you're like, "Yo, come to the city and get lunch." We got lunch, and I was just ranting at you about it. I was like, just like losing my mind and
I
stuff.
Was
and
not listening to
you were like,
word.
You were not listening. Yeah, I was no. like, he's clearly not listening, but I'm just like, I'm ranting.
Yeah.
And then I go home, and then a couple hours later, you like upload on Facebook a new Nicole article, mm-hmm. and it's like, actually, the people that dump the people are the real heroes. Those are the truths. It's really like, oh god damn it, he was listening.
Part of his brain was mining.
Yeah,
it.
There was just some like some yeah, yeah, straight yeah, part yeah. of his brain that was like.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's like obviously you can have like empathy for people and they got broken up with, but it's mm-hmm. like the only kind of healthy emotional pain I think is like the end of like a relationship. It's
oh
like,
yeah,
it's not like the grief that's attached with death. It's just something that didn't fucking work out.
Right, right.
And it's
right.
something everybody goes through.
Mm-hmm. And you so personalize it so
when you're,
much.
Well, yeah, when you're out of it and you just witness someone else go through it, I guess it's like I can be kind of envious sometimes because it's uh-huh. like, oh, it'd be nice to like...
To feel
that way yeah. and have it be justified instead of like...
You feel at
everything's
the time,
going great.
Right.
I want to put a gun in my mouth.
Right. There's a reason to be depressed.
Yeah,
yeah
well, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's beyond that. But yeah, no, it's like... It's sort of like palate cleansing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, you can kind of your life just sort of snakes around.
But you feel, at that moment you feel like this is the worst any human being on earth has ever felt.
No, there's something
like
bittersweet
a couple
about
months.
It. Even when I'm in it,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, ah, yeah, this is like...
And then you realize everyone goes through it.
Of course,
it's not,
everyone goes
You're
through
not special at all. It's, there, yeah, there's, yeah, nothing, sure. there's nothing unique like, about what's
it
going
on. It adds, like, the right kind of, like, emotional depth to your life that, it, in a weird way, it's kind of like, oh, this makes everything worth it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
And then you get out of it, and then you're just bored and yeah, still want to kill yourself. Bored.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you're like, what other woman's life will I be ruining? And then,
yeah.
And then she
don't
ruins
actually
mine.
Ruin their life. They just waste 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They don't care at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably pretty funny.
That's always
they probably look back
too.
Like, huh, wasn't that hilarious?
Yeah, yeah. That's the other thing about that one that got
she
away
goes on
thing.
To date somebody that she actually likes, and then they like laugh in bed about like how fat you were and how
well,
ugly
you know,
your body
I don't know about
and how
all
shitty
that.
Your dick
yeah,
was.
I don't know. Yeah. I was, yeah. you know, I always persevered.
Yeah, they're like, what a loser. I don't know what I was thinking. And the guy's like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Not at all. No stop, women I've dated have done that. No, absolutely not.
All done it, dude.
No chance.
All fucking.
Yo, look at this gay Instagram account he's got going on.
No, they all. Fuck with the vision. Yeah. Absolutely not. You're both gay and
look
both and
gay,
actually
man.
it's your ex-girlfriends that do that about you, actually.
Yeah.
They
yeah,
say
no,
you're
my,
gay.
My ex-girlfriend's in bed with somebody and they're like, yeah, and he had this like just disgusting.
No, not
sovereign.
His friend. No.
It was weird because I almost felt like I was fucking him. He would tell me about things Stav had said. While he was
no. Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. it's like, no, that's not it's, what they do.
He'd have his finger in my ass.
They do
and he'd
something
be like,
else.
Stav said the funniest thing about Muslims.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
All right, well, that's the podcast for today.
Is that it?
Yep, that's
oh,
it.
Let's plug some shit. Please, guys, so we're adding
so
a
Boston,
show in Boston. We're
yeah,
adding
Boston
a 6 p.m. We're adding
again.
A 6 p.m. stand-up show, and if that sells out too, we might even add a late show. So so please come see us. Cleveland, that has not sold out yet. Please sell that motherfucker out. Cleveland on the 2nd, and then on the 3rd, we are in Boston. Please, like I said,
6 p.m.
and
6
p.m. stand-up show and an 8 p.m. live pod, and we might add a late one if those sell out too. I will be in Connecticut at the Fairfield Comedy Club on Friday, the 7th of September. Oh, and tomorrow, the 23rd, I'm in D.C., the Overachiever Show at the Comedy Loft. Please buy tickets to that. If you miss me, my other DMV dates.
Funny Mom's on the 27th.
Funny Mom's on the 27th. Please come out to that. And then I'm also in New Orleans. And Lafayette on the 14th and 15th, and Chicago the 21st and the 22nd. Guys, please keep buying tickets to those. We're adding a third show in Chicago. I'd like to add a fourth one and really sell the motherfuck out.
Are you doing Lincoln Lodge?
Lincoln Lodge, yep. No. Yes, Lincoln Lodge. And then on the 23rd, I'm in Detroit at something called Ant Hill or some bullshit. I don't know. Just check it out. It's on my fucking website, stavi.biz. Thank you very much. So, yeah, come out to see us. At all those dates. But more importantly, right now, like I said, Cleveland on the 2nd, Boston on the 3rd, the Cleveland-Boston tour. All right. That should do it for us, gang.
Later.
Bye.
Right.